R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate Catcher with Ed Cavalli.
Ah, yes, gather round indeed for this day that we call...
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah, that is not far away, Coincidental Wednesday. So think about your coincidences. Don't ring now, but ring soonish.
Soonies.
We're talking to Paulini later in the show, who was unmasked on The Masked Singer last night.
Mm-hmm. You're not happy.
No, I'm not happy. And the Masked Singer WhatsApp group's going nuts.
What about?
Lindsay Lohan's not happy.
Well, what's Lindsay said?
Well, we must protect Paulini because of...
Lindsay has said we must protect Paulini.
Yes, as women.
How is she doing that from
I'm not a woman,
the...
But...
No, you're not.
Yeah. How's she doing it?
Yeah, while she's in Dubai, how is she protecting
Circling
Paulini?
Circling the wagons around Paulini.
Because that's dangerous, though. Do we want the... you want the wagons around you,
yes. Not, so, anyway, to do with... she was tricked on a morning radio this morning.
On this network.
This network, Newcastle.
Are you furious with them?
I'm furious.
What they've done to you? Are you furious with what the Newcastle show's done to you? Is today their last day?
Well, they're certainly... I mean,
are they on notice?
I'd say it's an is it an official warning?
Give them one now.
It's an official
warning.
Use
their full names and give them a warning.
To the team. Jess and Bagsy and...
Warren. J-Lo.
No, they're good people.
Are they, though?
I talk to them all the time.
I wouldn't talk to them anymore.
Yes.
Nick is the name you're searching for.
Yeah, I love Nick. He's a good guy. I'll be talking to him next Tuesday, and I'll be having words. Anyway, the headline that's come out saying that Paulini's given away one of the final three.
Georgie Coghlan's the monster.
Mate, she hasn't given it away because she doesn't know.
Paulini doesn't know.
She doesn't know because none of them know. They don't know who. Only I know. Me and Lindsay. And
no, not Lindsay. She's still not aware. No, don't go with Lindsay, mate. Go with Jackie and...
Danny knows.
Danny.
Osher knows.
Osher knows.
Yes.
Danny knows.
Danny knows.
Jackie knows. Lindsay.
Lindsay
breaks.
Lindsay knows.
I love Lindsay.
We all love Lindsay. Anyway, what I'm saying is that Paulini doesn't know, and we will make her say that on air.
Yep.
We won't make her. We'll just give her the opportunity to say it.
Make her.
And we know she's a Christian, and we will bring a Bible in.
Wow, this is good. This is official.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which one? King
Bible,
James?
Whatever one she
Good
likes.
News?
Whichever one she goes with.
Which Testament?
They're all similar. They've got a similar sentiment.
Whoa.
Certainly New Testament is more forgiving, isn't it? The Old Testament would be an eye for an eye, and then I tell you what. Then our great Newcastle breakfast team would be in trouble, wouldn't they? Hey, what we need to do, though, is help you out.
Thank you.
We've already talked about it on the Carrie and Tommy show.
Yeah.
Your name is Ed Cavalli.
Thank you so much.
It is not Jennifer Aniston.
No, not at this point.
Jennifer Aniston.
Although I did once play Chandler in Pizza Hut commercial for Japan, where I had to kiss on the mouth the guy that was playing Joey.
Is that somewhere? Why haven't we got that on?
It's very hard to find.
Well... We need to find that.
Yeah, first ad I ever did.
My wife was very...
$300.
My wife was very keen on Chandler.
Really?
She was a Chandler. She was in the Chandler camp.
Yeah, she likes funny guys who are, you know, not all there.
Anyway, so we're talking about Jennifer Aniston because she has just jumped on Instagram for the first time ever. She's put one post out there with her and her friends from the original cast.
Which is really cheap, by the way, for her to have that photo to start on Instagram.
And the caption is, and now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram. How many followers has she got in less than 24 hours? How many are we up to? What are we up to? Hang on. Yep, someone.
Gosh, thing's broken.
Button, yep. 6.1 million.
6.1 million.
So how many you got?
I got about 230,000, I think. So.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan's got about 7 million. So she's almost at maybe 9 million. But she's nearly at Lindsay Lohan level.
I wouldn't have thought that Jennifer Aniston is as well known as Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan's had a pretty regular stream of massive hits over the last 20 years.
She has. Absolute superstar. So how many can we get you up to?
Before the end of the show?
Yeah.
10K easy.
We've just got you online.
Yeah, easy 10K.
We put the similar photo up as to what the Friends photo is. I'm in it. I'm doing the Joey
you're
part.
You're Joey, actually.
You went, Jack, who are you?
Swimmer.
You're a swimmer. Mm. Yeah, that's you're a swimmer.
It's not bad, actually.
Are you a swimmer, mate?
Oh, great, thanks.
Why is it bad being a swimmer?
Swimmer was a drip.
Shrimmer was Shrimmer was the most popular character.
He's a paleontologist.
He was a paleontologist. Here's a Friends fact.
Yeah, thanks,
at the end of series one, the breakout star was Shrimmer, and they went to him and they said, "We're going to pay you more than everybody else." And he said, "No, I want us all to get paid the same."
And his career just skyrocketed as soon as the show finished, didn't it?
Definitely not.
He did one film, I think, and that made like $0.
Yeah, he directed a film.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we up to now? We've got you on. So, people, go to The Real Ed Cavalli.
129.
How much?
129 followers.
Oh, and you reckon we can get to 10,000 by the end of the show?
Because I'm about to make an offer. I've got three enormous...
I thought you might be able to get to 1,000, but now I don't think you can.
We're going to get to 10K.
At The Real Ed Cavalli.
I'm giving away.
At The Real Ed Cavalli.
He's Ed Cavalli, yeah, The Real Cavalli. You are the Ed Cavalli that's just imitating. So he's The Real Ed Cavalli. Please follow him. Please follow him.
Boom, there's another 10 followers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Tim, our audio guy, said that was great.
Yeah, it was. No, his work. So what we've got now is up to 10K. I'm picking followers at random and delivering massive prizes to those people.
Yeah, I don't care how you do it.
Great.
All right, fantastic.
So can we get into...
I'd like
to get you to 500.
No, we get to 10K, mate.
The Real Ed Cavalli.
The Real Ed Cavalli.
Anywhere near Instagram, The Real Ed Cavalli.
Here we go. The first prize has already been given away.
There's no blue tick yet because we haven't had time to do the blue
Five
tick.
Five grilled Beyond Burgers to follow a number 200.
We're over 200 followers.
Okay, well, they got one.
No, 300.
300.
Boop. Yeah. Okay. At The Real Ed Cavalli.
Start following him.
Now, when can I start requesting the type of pics I want in the DMs?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because we need to keep you on before we get you evicted from it.
That's The Real Ed Cavalli.
When we come back, the brilliant Olympia Valance is coming in.
She can follow me.
Playing for keeps back on Channel 10
Wag
tonight.
Wag show.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Spicy. The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Playing for keeps 8:40 tonight on Channel 10. Do not miss it. Joining us from the show is Olympia Valance, everybody.
Hey, Olympia.
Morning. I mean, you know what I mean.
It's the afternoon. We're live. People need to know that.
No, we are live. Sorry, we are live.
We're live.
I don't know why I said morning. Don't worry about it.
It's afternoon.
He's worried about his Instagram count, Olympia.
Yeah, I kind of overheard some of this before I walked in here and I didn't understand one word of it.
Well, are we talking too fast or are you just too relaxed?
I kind of just got the end of it. Like, so what's this all about?
He's just joined.
Never been on before.
Because Jennifer Aniston just joined. She's up to 7 million followers, almost.
6.1.
Whatever, mate. We're going to try to get you.
And all she had is a photograph of some people she knew 20 years ago.
I was happy that he was going to get to 1,000. What's he up to?
It's updating every time. It's 1,200 at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, I've told you.
1,215.
Did this only happen today?
Yeah.
Well, 1,200 is pretty good for a day.
It's only half an hour. It's 20 minutes. He's reckoning he can get to 10,000 by the end of the show. Yeah, I don't think he can.
By 6:30, I'll get to 10,000.
Search The Real Ed Cavalli.
I'm giving away massive spot prizes. So
give us a name.
A massive spot prize.
You know what?
No, you
how many
no,
of you
no,
got Olympia? This is about Olympia.
These are my rules.
This is her segment.
It's all right. About segment. You know what? Hughes, it's you're her absolutely segment. Right.
I'm playing for keeps over here.
And I've got 209,000.
That's a
how
lot.
How many have you got?
I think I've got you covered. But it's not about me. I might have 200.
Yes, that's right. It's about me.
It's about you.
I've got your phone
Ed,
at the moment.
238.
I've got 238,000. Now, Ed, I tell you what, one of the best new dramas on TV in the last 10 years, playing for keeps. And second series starts tonight. It's bloody good fun.
It's full of intrigue.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't think of another one, to be honest.
Thank you so much.
Can you think of another one?
E Street.
That was over 10 years.
Police Rescue.
Again, Cooks. Over 10 years.
Ed,
What about Cooks?
I don't know what that is.
Cooks was
on
Channel 10.
Keep refreshing your Instagram page.
Wags.
And
it's
and
about
I
wags. And what you dreamed yourself into being a wag, though, didn't you? You played a wag on the TV show.
Yes.
And now your boyfriend is an AFL star.
This is correct. And we were just chatting. Like, last time I was on this show, we just started dating and you were maybe the first person to know.
Yes.
You guessed it.
I guessed him.
You guessed it out of all the
football
players. Yeah,
but
what
players. Hint
the
did
second
you give
name
him?
I went
what
with,
hint did you give
what
him?
What hint did I give you?
I think you said it was after the Anzac Day game.
AFL
circles, the Anzac Day game's massive. It's Collingwood versus Essendon. It was just after that. I don't know if you'd been to bed in a couple of days.
No! Oh, Hughesy,
no, you had actually.
Right.
You were going back to bed.
Be fun. Bit of fun.
Anyway, you just started going out with him. And his second guest was Tom Bell Chambers.
Oh, I was incredible. I was shocked. And he knew TBC. Exactly who it was. Because I knew he'd be shock on my face.
I knew he'd be a tall, handsome, charming man. And Tom Bell Chambers is who I went with.
Well, that's well done. Now,
and you're still together.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
You moved in together. Is that right?
Yes.
Who moved in with who?
Well, we firstly, we moved into his place, which, you know, I've got a lot of staff. He's very big.
He's tall. Know, he's a big boy. He's 202 centimetres.
Which is I think you'll find
But everything about him is large. His shoes are large.
Everything about him is large. No, we don't. Ed,
you know.
I didn't do it. You did.
I didn't
so
do
it, it just got too small. And so now we've moved into a big place.
Yeah.
The same
so are you in a king bed? What are you in?
It's a, what's the one bigger than the king?
Is there, I don't know.
A California king?
Yeah, it's a California king.
Yes. That's the first time I've heard that term.
California King.
Yeah,
it's in a song. Someone, California King.
But is he too far away? I'm in a real. I've got a really big bed as well, and my wife, I find her too far away.
Well, she's trying to get out of the tour.
There's arm distance between.
I know.
The both of us.
I have to put my arm out to try to hold hands, and then like there's still like
bridging a gap.
It's like, no, you do a cuddle before you go to sleep, and then you.
Yeah, but for us, children just end up in the middle. You haven't got any children, so that should. Yeah.
Well,
so cuddle before you go.
Hang on.
Sleep.
What do you mean? Well.
You don't have children,
do you? I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, that was amazing. That's like really good.
Footballers love having babies.
Yeah, and young. Like having them young. And do you like daughters? Because of the contact injuries, they have more daughters.
No, isn't it if you're
Because they're so fit.
No, you're
really fit.
No, they revise that. It's contact injuries.
Well, that sounds ridiculous. When did they revise that?
I'm showing you. Look it up. They've revised it. It's contact injuries.
Anyway, but if Essendon do win a grand final, we need to have 100 children on the field because that's what happens in the AFL. When a team wins a grand final,
it's all children.
Children come from everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised at how young some of these boys are. Like, I've gone to games, I'm like, oh, how old's he? You know, he's got 3 kids, and he's like 23.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah, they get it
what?
Done early.
Yeah, you really need to get started.
Can we all?
Kidding
can
me.
I look at this video yet,
oh,
please?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This is the world's most awkward hug. It was when Olympia came on Hughesy, we have a problem, and
you're both cheering.
It was something to do
people
with.
People are clapping.
Oh, it was an ex boyfriend related problem.
No, oh my God, no. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I went to hug her.
You
but then,
went to hug
but
her?
I was sitting down, she was standing up. So
it
with
was
the hug,
so
with my head, her head ended up where her.
You would have headbutted Olympia's boobs, but instead, but the way you turned, you ended up sort of like hiding your face in the crook of her neck.
Like, firstly, it started off as a rugby tackle.
Oh, it was weird.
I hate that.
It was weird.
Can I Instagram that?
Yes. Please,
put that
Ed,
on Instagram.
How do I do
your
that?
First post.
Okay,
it
great.
Would be great.
Can I? Yep. I'm gonna.
Yes,
I'm gonna
ram
this.
Ram that.
Yeah.
You know what? I should put a little story up saying Ed Cavalier is now on Instagram.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's what you should do. Yeah. And I'm going to put a story up saying playing for Keeps is back.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes, please. Tonight, 8:40. I keep forgetting that it's tonight. I'm going to have my own little party.
After The Bachelorette.
Which looks like a great episode
also. Yes, it does. You are going to smash it tonight.
Stay on 10.
Thanks, Hughesy.
Olympia, thanks for coming in.
Legend.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, it is the race to try and beat Jennifer Aniston.
No. We're all running our own race.
So Ed Cavalier's on Instagram, @TheRealEdCavalier. I'm not even following you yet, so...
Well, get involved.
I will.
Now, can I just say, already the followers are coming thick and fast. Thank you so much for getting on board. Here comes a prize. Linstagram7. Linda, thanks for getting involved. You've
like
got yourself some grilled Beyond Burgers. I want to say a big shout-out to John Edney, the marriage celebrant. There's a plug for your business. One of Australia's best respected
sake.
Journalists, Naomi Robson's on board.
Love Naomi.
Love Naomi.
Yeah, absolutely. I love them all. You're up to 1,632. You're not going to get to 10,000.
I'm going to get to 10,000.
I've got a new target for you. It's 3,000.
10.
All right. We'll see how we go.
All right. But right now.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60. May they be big. May they be small. We don't care. We just want them.
Yes.
Coincidences.
We had one today, didn't we? When we were just down the road and we mentioned someone and then they pulled up right there.
It was amazing. We just finished saying...
We just talked about his gold teeth.
Yeah, and then pulled up in his car and there he was. It was crazy.
Yeah. But we can't really name him, can we?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Anyway,
can we name him?
Why? Has he done something wrong that you can't?
No.
Not
He's
lately,
got gold teeth?
I think. Yeah.
No, but...
Okay.
It, look,
not lately. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look, it was a massive coincidence and we had a lovely chat.
We did.
We had a lovely chat.
Absolutely. He's a good guy.
Okay.
We had a nice chat.
13, 10, 60. If you've got a coincidence where you can tell us a little bit more, give us a call. We'll take yours next.
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
Husey and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalier. The real Ed Cavalier on Instagram. Make sure you're following him. He just joined today.
Yeah, he may not get anything else done in life, though. So, hey, anyway, can we get him to 3,000 followers by the end of the show?
10,000. He wants 10. Big shout-out to Inflatable Fun Park. And to Nathan Zenit, who've got on board. Love having you guys.
Mate, it's not a telethon.
Leo Gillespie.
They're not offering money for children's hospitals. We're not naming all of them, all right? So the fact is, go to at the real Ed Cavalier and get involved. And
you might Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's coincidental Wednesday.
You're carrying on like I did when MySpace first started.
Big shout out.
Hey, coincidental Wednesday, me and Ed had a coincidence. We said someone's name and then they'd pulled up in their car beside us and colourful characters all we'll say about that person.
Absolutely. A nice chat.
Good chat. Now, Michelle, you've got a coincidence for us. What is it?
Hey, Husey. I went home the other day and I saw a red card in my front garden. I bent down, picked it up, and it was a bank card from a bank that I've never banked with. And it had my name on it.
That's really good.
So,
it's coincidental Wednesday.
Definitely not your card.
Definitely not mine. Never banked with that bank in my life.
Just how did this? I mean, I don't want to.
Do you know what I'm worried about?
I don't know.
Michelle, I'm worried that someone, and this is, I'm being serious here. I'm worried it was like a scam where they've got your details and opening accounts in your name at other banks. I'm worried about that.
That's what I was worried about too. No, so I rang the bank. We'd been broken into only a week beforehand, so that really freaked me out.
So
but
what did the bank say?
The bank said they can't tell me because it's not my account.
You know what
so
I think?
Very helpful. But the one thing is, on the bank card, you know how it's got a date, an opening date, like a valid from and to?
The
from date was January 2019, and we were broken into in September 2019. So I don't think it's that, but
they might have opened an account in your name, and then. But why would they put the card back in your?
No, that's true. That's a weird one.
What I think might have happened really is that someone found that card, knew you live there, and thought it must be yours, so just flicked it into your front yard.
Oh yeah, the old flick past.
I could knock on the door. I could put it in the mailbox. So I could just flick it.
Yeah, I do that constantly.
As I go past on my Treadley.
My mum gets sent Sophie Monk's mail and she just sort of lets it pile up.
Does she live next door to her?
No, she lives near one of the Channel 9s around the country and they deliver a lot of stuff to Soph, but for some reason my mum gets it.
Strange. It's a strange story.
They got different...
Should drill into that a bit later on.
I don't know what's going on there.
Now, Candice.
Candice?
Hello.
Candice.
Yeah.
No one's ever called you Candice before?
Many a times in school and many
there
other names.
There's another coincidence. And here it has happened again.
That was a mistake.
Now, Candice.
I have an eight-year-old and three weeks ago, my eight-year-old was at school running along a path, rolled his ankle and broke a bone in his foot. He's been in a moon boot for 3 weeks. And then on Sunday, he did the exact same injury and has broken the exact same bone in his other foot.
Candice. At least it's even. If you're going to break a bone in 2 feet, you want to break the same bone in each foot, I reckon.
Why?
Because then it's just, you're not going to walk with a limp with both legs.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Even it out.
Yeah, double limp equals even.
But equals no limp.
Yeah, equals no limp.
I would think. I'm not an expert in that sort of...
You're not a limp expert?
I'm not an expert in how you walk with broken bones, but hopefully your little one,
poor thing,
comes good. I'm sure he will.
Jesus,
he's going to come good.
Jesus,
kids break bones every day.
Do they?
Yeah, because they take risks, and that's
Have you ever broken a bone?
I have broken a bone in my arm playing footy, and just played foot through it. What a legend!
Yeah, because you were nowhere near the ball, didn't no one notice?
No, I did, and then it re-snapped while I was lifting a sheep carcass at the abattoir.
Good working class stories, bro.
Lifting a very heavy sheep carcass, and my arm snapped in half.
And it re-snapped recently when you went to pick up your wallet.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier back in just a bit. Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, very good afternoon to you. Welcome to 10K Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, can we play the jingle that
you
I did?
Can.
Is it a jingle? The rap.
He's Ed Cavalier, the real Cavalier. You are the Ed Cavalier that's just imitating. So he's a real Ed Cavalier. He's following.
Man, it's good stuff, man. R&B Fridays
people,
live.
People are enjoying that.
Well, they should be.
That's great.
Well, I actually don't know whether they are. I just made that up. I'm assuming they are.
You could be the first person to be both a guesser and a mask on the next season of The Masked Singer.
That's crazy.
You could say, hey, you know what? I need to, you know, Lindsay's got that hour meal break every...
No, not hour. Just everyone gets hungry, mate.
Yep.
Except you, hasn't eaten a loaf, haven't eaten a piece of bread since 2003. That makes you proud, doesn't
it? Big day, that was.
And you need to do leg days, mate.
Oh, shut up. I'm doing
you're
it.
You're in shorts.
I'm doing it.
You need to leg... You're
I'm
missing
trying,
leg day.
No, I'm not.
Been missing leg day, and Instagram will tell you that.
Do you know what you're doing? Mm-hmm. You're triggering. That's triggered. I've been triggered. Sash, write down the time. I've been triggered.
Well, mate, get off Instagram.
I've always had chicken legs, and I struggle with it. So,
get
Sash,
off
did you
Instagram.
Write down the time?
Yep, the time is down, yep. Noted, and being
triggered.
Sent to HR.
He triggers me every time.
Right
every time I have a piece of chocolate, he looks at me like
I don't look at you.
You do.
I do not.
You say, that's going straight to your man boob. That's what you're saying. What you think.
It is actually.
Yeah, shut up. Now, we're up to 2,500 followers.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah, let's go. Big shout out. Let's do some shout outs.
No shout outs. No, we're not doing
Why
shout
do you hate
outs? Because it's not a telethon. We've got great guests coming in. We're talking to Paulini later in the show.
Big shout out to Paulini. Follow me, Paulini, and I will follow to you.
She's a Christian, and we're going to bring that into play when we talk about a stupid headline, Ari, the Masked Singer, that's been going about today, that saying that she has revealed who's in the final three.
Are you invoking the big fella when in your hunt for truth?
Yes, I don't even know if he's a fella.
Well done. He got me there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I actually don't see gender.
Now
you've got breasts.
That's not funny.
Our pregnant producer loved it.
No, she didn't. I can normally hear her laugh through the glass when I've been mocked, and I didn't hear it then. So you didn't get me good enough. So, old chicken legs over there is on Instagram, and he wants you to follow.
You know what? That'll be my first picture. Can I put up a picture of my chicken legs?
Yeah.
Feel free to mock them. Best mocking gets a prize.
Caption competition. Red Rooster have closed a few stores.
Yeah. Look, I should just say.
Were they selling legs like yours?
Can I just say?
No one would be buying them, would they?
My ad for Red Rooster.
No one would want to gnaw on those chicken bones. Like, sorry, Red Rooster.
Well, they should have been giving away your breast.
Again, too much.
Big shout out to Tyler _J_Harris.
All right, should we come back with a story? This is going south fast.
Yeah, well, right. I'm triggered.
Everyone's triggered. Let's play a song.
I'll
come back and talk about a lady who got triggered by her boyfriend.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, this story. It was on her birthday.
Brad.
You won't believe what he did.
Brad Zett. Big shout out.
The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Sarah Kendall's coming in, great comedian.
She's great.
Got a show on the ABC tonight, Frayed on the ABC 9:10 PM. So
living in England a long time.
New show. What's that, sorry?
She's been living in England.
Yeah, she has been. So that she's coming in soon. You are obsessed with Instagram because you've just got on at The Real Ed Cavalier.
Yes.
What are you up to? How many followers are you up to?
Don't know.
I'll tell you.
I've just put up my legs, by the way, for a caption contest.
Oh, dear.
Cruel comment wins a...
2,746. Oh, my God, they look thin in that photo. Honestly. And I know my boobs are big.
I wasn't going to say that.
You were going to say
I wasn't going to say that.
You were thinking it.
I wasn't.
You thought, what boob-related joke could I do back to him? That's what you're thinking.
Now I am.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. I'm not putting any captions off with my boobs. Now, on the subject, what did your wife say on Instagram about your Instagram? What did she say?
She said... I said, I'm on Instagram.
What did she say?
She said, follow me back. If you get more followers than me, we're getting a divorce.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't. How many she got? Anyway, we'll find out later on. Now, terrible story. I go on the internet to be happy, and this has not made me happy. It was on the today. This is the headline. He told me he'd rather spend my birthday at a strip club alone. 3 years they were going out, and he said that to her.
That's awful.
And she bloody felt like this. If your boyfriend was at a strip club on his own on your birthday, that is shocking, isn't it?
You think he should take some mates?
What's that?
What?
Should take some mates. No, yeah. if your bucks party happened to fall on your girlfriend's birthday.
You still couldn't go.
And it can't be, the girlfriend can't be your fiancé.
No. Oh, this is a real tricky one.
So if your girlfriend isn't fiancé, isn't your fiancé, I think you could go to a buck, go to a strip club on her birthday.
If you're, this is awful. For her birthday, he wants to go to a strip club by himself. He's got no excuse.
There is no excuse. We're not going to delve deeper into that story.
No, I don't want to.
But it makes me think, what is the worst thing that you're, you know, what is the least respectful thing that your boyfriend did on your birthday, or the most uncaring, within reason? I mean,
least romantic.
Least romantic.
Least romantic, least thoughtful.
Yes.
Most selfish.
Most thoughtless.
Most thoughtless thing. Just boyfriends or girlfriends as well?
Yeah, or your partner.
Partner.
Most thoughtless thing your partner did on your birthday.
13, 10, 60
I think that's. I think we've encapsulated, haven't we? My wife's birthday, big one's coming up. Her big 4-0 is coming up. So I've got my thinking cap on about what to do.
What's the current clubhouse leader? where are we going?
I sent an email to a Mexican restaurant saying, could we book out the whole restaurant?
What did they say?
I said, no, you can't.
What about a table then?
So I've from.
Did you go back with a counter offer? How about a table?
So I just that was
it. That was just give her the email. Sorry, love. Try it.
I emailed. They said no, and it was a form letter as well. They didn't even give really personal service.
Didn't you know that was you?
I said my name. I said it's Dave Hughes here.
That make
I want to bring my wife's
Husey.
40th birthday. We want to get the whole Mexican restaurant. And they said nah, can't do. No can do. They didn't even say
amigo.
Mexican.
Did they say amigo?
No. All right.
No, so you've got the most thoughtless.
13, 10, 60. Most thoughtless thing your partner did around your birthday.
Yeah, on your birthday.
On your birthday.
Yeah, not around it.
Not around it. Like 6 months before.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
13, 10, 60. Most thoughtless thing your partner's done on your birthday is what we're asking.
Yeah, because the headline today online was my boyfriend told me he'd rather spend my birthday at a strip club alone.
That's awful.
Terrible. Now, we're going to get to some stories first. I'm trying to get a caption for your chicken legs you put on your Instagram, at The Real Ed Cavalier. We're trying to get up to 3,000 followers. But I thought I could do it because your legs, toothpicks with the gaps between my teeth.
Yeah, that's pretty good. More about you, though.
No, but then it's a combined, though. I could use those to get
They would fit in between my teeth. That's a bit weird.
We'll get back to that.
Okay. Big shout out to Carly Betts, who's following.
Emma, you've had a boyfriend. Have you still got this boyfriend?
No, not anymore.
All right. So what birthday was it of yours?
It was my 20th birthday.
And what did he do?
He was living away for work at the time, a couple of hours away.
Yeah.
And instead of coming back to my birthday, he put all his money through the pokey machine.
He went and played the pokies with his mates rather than drive 2 hours to see his girlfriend on her birthday.
Yeah.
Did you dump him on the spot, Emma?
No, it was a little while after, but not much long after.
How did he explain it?
I can't come down. I've put all my money through the pokies.
You
know what, Emma? You are so much better. Do you know what don't ask what he's doing
now. But maybe he was trying
to win
some money buy us something nice.
He's playing Cleopatra for his own selfish means.
I don't know. I don't understand the pokies.
Neither do I.
Yeah, anyway. Cassandra.
Yes.
What birthday was it?
My 21st.
It's a big one, your 21st.
This is it. In Australia, there is no larger birthday.
Exactly. What did he do? Yeah.
So I just had our son 2 weeks prior, for my 21st, he took me to the strippers and he got a lap dance off a girl.
Another girl.
And didn't understand why I was upset. Like, obviously I just had a kid and I was self-conscious.
Where do you even start with this?
Well, did you want to go to the strip club or you just went to the strip club because you thought it'd make him happy?
Yeah, I went there to make him happy because he took me to Gold Class and Galactic Circus. And then he's like, I've got another surprise for you. And then we just rocked up at the strippers.
I mean, it's like his bucks party. It's your 21st birthday. You've just had a baby. And had you expressed a desire to go to a strip club with him before then, Cassandra?
No way.
It was just an absolute Hail Mary from him that she would enjoy.
Did the girl look like Cassandra?
Was that make it better or worse?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
You want to ask her? Cassandra.
Yeah.
Did the girl, the stripper, did she look like you?
No.
Oh, that's even worse. That's worse.
She just had a baby like two weeks before.
Outrageous. Do they have a crush?
Probably should have ended with that one. Cassie, what happened?
My husband owns and runs an engraving business where he does champagne bottles, puts people's names in a happy birthday, whoever.
That's lovely, yep.
Yeah, it's lovely. And for the last 10 years, my birthday present has been the ones with the mistakes.
Yeah, so with other people's names written incorrectly. That's what you get for your birthday for 10 years in a row.
That's it.
Does he think it's funny, does he?
Oh, he might think it's funny, but he's soon to die. So
you need to treat him like he's a new boat.
Yeah,
Chris. That's where the next year's one goes.
Good. Yeah, good job.
Crack it over his...
No, don't keep going, but we get
it. Over his head.
Yeah, we go.
Don't actually do that.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
So Kendall going to be joining us in the studio very soon.
Yeah, got a new show on the ABC, Frayed. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Sarah Kendall. Just quickly, though, on a bloody outrageous note, good mate of ours, Ryan James, Gold Coast Titans NRL captain. Mm-hmm. We had him in, remember, last week?
Yeah, absolutely, because he did the Welcome to Country at the grand final, the NRL grand final, went no notes, no anything, and right as he got to within three words of the end, he got lost.
He got lost, and he said, I'm lost.
Yeah.
And everyone bloody appreciated that. Yes. And had
the crowd had a massive cheer.
Yes, and it was just great.
Yes.
Because we've all been there.
Yes.
We got him on the radio show to talk about it.
Yes.
Mate, but it was so beautiful. It was just the look on your face when you said I'm lost was just I'm lost and it's okay. And everyone was just with you. Okay. So we
applaud it.
Celebrating you, Ryan. It was a great job.
Well done.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you. So humble and just a nice guy.
And he of course didn't mean it. He was mortified. He said he practiced 100 times and never got it wrong.
Yes. And what's happened?
Well, now they're saying that one of the sponsors of the Gold
Titans has done what?
Torn up its six-figure deal with the club. And the report is, from the Courier Mail, is that they're citing the, quote, embarrassing performance of Ryan James in his speech last weekend was offensive and weighed heavily on this decision.
Well, this is what Fox Sports had to say about it.
TFH saying the embarrassing performance of Ryan James in his speech last weekend was offensive and weighed heavily on this decision.
Sounds offensive. How is it offensive?
It's not offensive.
I wouldn't have thought that was offensive.
Nothing about it was offensive.
Offended? I wasn't. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't.
There was absolutely no one in the world, apart from this company, apparently, who are offended. They've had a shocker here.
Now, is it true that this company has linked? Do they do any links with any other clubs?
I believe the Cronulla Sharks.
Oh, they've got a clean record.
I mean, all the clubs
Very clean record.
Yeah.
Maybe, Ryan, if the Cronulla, for a proper apology involving the Cronulla Sharks, perhaps Ryan James should be, you know.
Well, look, there's
using
so many
himself
things.
Himself as a bubbler.
Well, there's so many things we could go through. We're not here to talk about.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're looking for offensive. I don't know
who
if that's where
they?
I'd start.
TRH. No. What do they do?
TRH. Don't bring them into it. Who's that?
TFH.
The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Frayed, 9:10 tonight on the ABC. And joining us from that show, it's Sarah Kendall.
Not
everybody.
Just from the show.
The maker of.
Let's give her a round of applause.
This is your show, isn't it, Sarah?
This is my moment, Dave.
And you're originally from Newcastle.
I am.
Not Newcastle in England, though.
No, you
have been living in England for many years.
I have. I lived 18 years. I grew up in Newcastle 18 years and then moved to England 19 years ago. So
My gosh,
you're more English now than Novocastrian.
I know, it's nuts, isn't it?
Have I known you for that long?
Yeah, I know, it's
Where
disgusting.
Did you guys, do you remember where you first, because he won't, do you remember where you first met young Dave?
Yeah, I do. I remember we became friends on the Roadshow Tour in 2000. Do you remember we did
that? Comedy Roadshow, really?
We lived in a van for like a couple of weeks and it was such a...
It was fun.
It was really fun, but we
Who
had a fairly fractious combination. I can't say on air, but we had...
Yes, there was issues on the bus.
We had massive
there
issues
mad
on the
issues
bus.
On
what do you
the
mean?
Bus.
Between us,
we were
between
fine.
Other comedians.
Oh, we're cowards. We just sit in the background and let the alphas duke it
was
out.
Was there a magazine on that bus? Was that the magazine?
There was a magazine.
Well, hang on, what do you mean?
Inappropriate magazine on the bus.
I did not bring that. It was nothing to do with me.
But
someone else had a magazine.
And then someone else took umbrage with the magazine.
Yeah. But we had a great thing where we had these two two comics who really clashed personality-wise, and it was just fantastic.
Yes.
You just they sat just, back and watched?
Yeah, they just set each other off. And
wow.
It was great.
You know, just sat and sort of arms crossed and just listened and just marvelled at
geez,
these.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Just and two alpha males duking it out on a daily basis.
Are they still doing it? Are they still in the
They're
industry?
They're still alive, which is surprising. Yeah. No, well, no. Anyway,
no. Hey, we're nailing it down now.
You went to London straight away after that, did you? Almost.
I did. I pretty much, I did. That's right. I went from the roadshow tour. I just done my first Melbourne show, and then I went off to the UK. And I think I might have seen you again at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah. There you go. And look, it's getting rave reviews, this new series that you've done.
It's been good.
Could we have a taste of it? This is from the trailer.
I want you both to know that nothing is going to change.
But Dad's dead.
Well, that has changed.
There's no money left.
My children and I have nowhere to go.
Well, welcome to Australia.
You said we were going to stay in Sydney.
Newcastle is sort of like the northern suburb of Sydney.
Love it.
Good
that was,
fun.
That was my English accent.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
We had to write into the show that people kept saying, what's with your accent? Because my accent was just all over the place. So we sort of went, okay, let's make a feature.
Embrace
that.
It. Yes,
yeah, that every character good. Goes, where exactly, which part of England
which part of England are you from?
Yeah.
But you play someone who moves to England and comes back.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
That, as someone, who, yeah. they would have an accent, it was all over the place, wouldn't
that's
they?
That's right, exactly. So and really she is a big right liar. She's a faker. She's a big liar. Oh. So her accent kind of being a bit messed up works because people kind of go, hang on, there's something not right.
Yeah,
here.
Yes,
have
absolutely.
You,
perfect.
Have you seen, you know, when people go to LA
yeah.
and they get an American accent very quickly?
I love it.
Very quickly.
It's so funny.
Isn't it good?
I went on a cultural exchange in 1991 to Seattle and one of the girls in our group got an American accent on the second day. It was just brilliant. It was so
happens she's immersed.
Happens with London a lot as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but you have kept your Australian accent, haven't you?
Yeah, I was talking to someone about that today, but that, I've got a theory on that. I reckon with comedians, the way we talk, it's like it's your own melody. It's,
yeah.
And there's something about me and who I am and the kind of comedy that I do that's very Australian and it's very much a part of my
right.
perspective.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of work that angle when you like you just sort of lean into it a bit harder.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't
yeah.
be you
yeah.
without your voice.
Absolutely.
Your voice is so distinctive.
I agree and I wouldn't change it even if, you know, it means I don't get any meetings in LA when I'm ever there. So, you know,
when are you going again?
I don't, not for a while. I don't know. No one's asked for me to go over.
It's
so,
disappointing.
But anyway, that's not about me. This is about you and how well you've done. Oh, now, you married an Englishman, didn't you?
Yes. I did marry. I married him 11 years ago.
Henry Naylor.
That's his name. That's correct.
And he was from Parsons and Naylor.
He was.
But now he's more like writing stuff, isn't he?
He's serious. He's a serious playwright.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does weighty,
is that annoying?
Weighty dramas.
Like when you have to go to theatre and watch it, is that annoying? Because theatre can be punishing.
I agree. And what I like about his theatre, and this has become me with entertainment in general, is that it's blessedly short.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. If you can bring a film, bring your film or your play in under 90 minutes, you've already got four stars.
Exactly. And I'd like the poster should rate worthy, but not much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably. Right.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, there are so many places, certainly in the West End, where you've done the first and then you got the break and you're like, I've got another hour and a half of this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they give it a standing ovation
they
anyway.
Have to.
Like, what is going
They've
on?
They've got to be seen to be giving ovations. Yeah.
I love a 90-minute three-star comedy.
Yes, that is
perfect.
That's story of Dave's life.
Yeah. Check out
exactly. Should be five stars though.
Check out Frey tonight, 10 past 9 on the ABC.
It will be great. You're coming on after
Bruin,
which
the magic time slot of 10 past 9.
It is perfect.
Magic hour.
Industry max.
So done.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes, on this we are calling 10K Wednesday.
Yeah, I tell you what, because we want Ed Cavalier, who'd never been on Instagram till today, inspired by Jennifer Aniston from Friends, who's put a photo up. And she's got how many now? She's up to almost 7 million followers.
Yes, she is.
In less than 24 hours.
Amazing. I'm trying to get to 10,000 by the end of the show.
You know what? I think you might be able to get to 5,000 now.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're over 4,000.
Have you said follow me?
Yeah, absolutely I have.
Okay, great.
I've done it.
And then we've already got a competition up.
Yeah, I like it.
You've put up a picture of my chicken legs and you've asked for a caption contest. Most cruel comment wins.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not owning this. That was your idea. Don't make me to be at some sort of workplace bully. I'm not someone who
can you
encourages
shout?
Trolls.
Are you allowed to shout the phrase, I'm not a workplace bully?
Yes.
If you shout it.
If you're not. We will be speaking to Paulini. We're going to get a Bible out to speak to Paulini from the Mars Singer.
You're about to bring down.
Here's a couple of comments on your...
go on. Chicken legs.
Your chicken legs. This is from Kelsey Lucas. Can I use your legs to teach the skeletal system? Question mark.
That's funny.
Must be some sort of professor.
Yeah, that's funny.
Friend of ours has gone crackers for your blue vein cheese. And then I've got a phone call. So
who is it? A real estate agent? He'll buy it. Name your price. Name your price.
Anyway, so we'll...
big shout out to Saltwater Beauty Co. who's following. Big shout out to
this a business thing?
Philly underscore Mason who's following. She's on a rock.
All right. Freaky Facts is coming up next, though. All thanks to Space Talk. Simply safer phones for kids. Available at JB Hi-Fi and spacetalkwatch.com.
Little Luca Dog said, if a daddy long legs was human. I quite like that one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's Adrian Ryder Ware says, are they your legs or are you riding a chicken?
Freaky Facts. That's really good.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Coming up after six, we're going to get Paulini to swear on a Bible.
Well, if she wants to. There's a ridiculous story going around about the Masked Singer saying that Paulini revealed one of the top three, the grand final next Monday, 7:30.
Speaking of coincidental Wednesday, where did she do it?
On one of our radio.
Newcastle, yeah, Newcastle. Breakfast. And where? Who did we just have in? Sarah Kendall. What's her new show about?
Newcastle.
There you go.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, good one. Coincidental Wednesday. Thank you, right? Right now, we're going to do some of this.
It's a super freaky fact.
With Cooper Anderson. Cooper Anderson. Hello, Cooper.
Hello.
Hello. Have you got the name of a famous American journalist? What's that guy's name?
No, 360 with name
Cooper or something.
Cooper.
Might be Cooper Anderson. 360 with
I think
Cooper
it is Cooper Anderson.
It's Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah, close.
Have you heard of that? Have you heard of a guy called Anderson Cooper? Cooper Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And he's Vanderbilt. He's Vanderbilt's son.
Now, Cooper, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Yeah, what a great age. And you love a freaky fact?
Yeah,
good. I like how you're just not too...
It's good. He's all business.
Playing it low-key at this point.
That's what I want.
So, Cooper, can you hit us with your first freaky fact?
The world's longest word takes approximately 2.5 hours to say, and it has over 189,000 letters.
Super freaky fact!
The longest word takes over 2.5 hours to say it.
Can I guess the language it's in, Cooper?
It's in English.
No, you can't. That's what he's saying. So, because you probably would have taken too long. So you couldn't say that word in our show, which only goes for 2 hours. You couldn't say it.
We should try tomorrow.
See how far through we get.
Yeah, we should try tomorrow. See how far
we still do songs or not?
Yeah.
And just, the ads?
Well, can we get someone?
We'll do the ads. We've got to do the ads.
No, we've got to do the ads. Yeah. Goodness, yes.
Got to keep the lights on, Cooper.
Yeah.
All right. We go with fact number two. Mm-hmm.
If we were to weigh all the ants in the world, they would weigh as much as all of the people.
Super freaky fact.
That's one of the best facts we've had. All the ants in the world would weigh as much as all the people in the world.
Speechless.
It's incredible.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Wonder how many there is.
Estimated 10 trillion.
10 trillion ants.
Yeah, 10 trillion.
Would you, are you someone who avoids walking on ants?
I don't really see them.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, he's trying to redress the balance. We've got a lot of ants. Give us the upper hand.
We've got a lot of ants at our house.
I would imagine so.
Infestation.
I would imagine so.
just
columns of them,
crumb, any crumb.
Yeah. Do you know where they're coming from?
Through the cracks in the concrete slab floor. Yeah, and other places. Anyway.
All right.
Can he bring it home? That's the question.
It's going to be hard to beat that fact.
Here we go. Fact number three.
The entire world's population could fit in Los Angeles if they stood shoulder to shoulder.
That's
super freaky fact.
You know what that is? The urban sprawl.
Well done, mate.
You know?
What are the mountains that stop the sprawl of LA?
What are they called?
Yeah.
Don't know. Do you know what the mountains around LA are called, Cooper?
No.
No, Ed apparently does. Here we go. What are they called?
Sierra Nevada?
Don't know, mate. It was your story. And for not have a hard fact at the end of it, it's disappointing for Cooper Anderson or Anderson Cooper from CNN.
He'd know that one.
What do you want to do when you grow up, Cooper?
Maybe a cartoonist.
A cartoonist! Great idea. Love it. Good on you, man.
All right, mate. Cooper, you scored yourself a Space great Talk. Guy. Well done. Simply safer phones for kids. Available at JB Hi-Fi and spacetalkwatch.com.
Keep on doodling.
Keep it up.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yes. Good evening to you all. If you're just joining us, welcome. Where have you been?
The real Ed Cavalli. How many followers are we up to on Instagram? Your first day on Instagram ever. You wanted to get Jennifer Aniston.
No, I wanted to get 10,000 by the end of the show.
She's got 7 million in 24 hours.
Okay, here comes some shout-outs that have got presents prizes attached to them.
What do you got?
Big shout-out to Oopsie 40. You get a prize. Well done. Big shout-out to Enzac 1. You get a prize. Well played.
How many is he up to? I'm trying to find it on mine. He's up to...
Big shout out to Jesse Hickman. Thanks
That's
for being
enough,
on board.
Okay.
Well, I was padding.
4,669.
Well, guess what? He's Ed Cavalli, yeah, the real Cavalli. I've got it 4,670.
Okay, we can do this.
I've got 4,678.
This is fun.
Oh, well, we're not going to be doing this all day.
This is a lot of fun.
I'm up to 4,685. Can we get up to 5,000 before we go to a song?
This is a great idea.
At the real Ed Cavalli. If you want to hear some music and also hear Paulini from The Masked Singer.
You're going to try and get her to swear on an imaginary Bible.
4,700.
Yeah, he's over 4,700. Yeah, I'm going to, you're right, on an imaginary Bible.
That the story that's going around, that she's given away one of the finalists in The Masked Singer, it's one of the biggest stories in the country right now, on this very network, you are going to get her to debunk that story.
Absolutely, and I want the news websites to be listening to our show so they can run this as a headline.
9MSN. It's Yahoo 7.
Yep. News.com, yep. Daily Mail. Yes. 10 Daily.
Yes.
They should do it. Definitely. They should front foot it. And all the other great ones. And if we haven't mentioned you, try harder.
Yeah, get him. Yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
I like you all.
Oh, you don't want anyone going you, do you?
Mamma Mia, can they do it?
Can they?
I hope so.
They better.
Let's do it. Paulini, when we come back. Yep. We're over. We're fine.
4,837.
Big shout out.
That has gone bang, hasn't it?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Well, it was another number one night for The Masked Singer last night.
It's a juggernaut.
On Channel 10.
It's a juggernaut.
Yeah, The Masked Singer is a juggernaut, no doubt. But I tell you what, a lot of very angry children in my house when the one and only Spider was giving her marching orders. The singing was as good as anyone had sang in the whole competition, or possibly could. Have us ever listen for a second. Now the day bleeds into nightfall. And you're not here to make it through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love. Clap it in.
Definitely the best singing on the show.
Definitely. You were absolutely informed, Paulini. Did you feel it out there at the time?
I felt. I felt a lot of love out there. I never really heard that song before I decided to perform it. They actually came up with the idea, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'd love to perform that song." So yes, I tried to do the best I could with that.
You killed it
on my head.
Exceptionally well,
Paulini. Obviously, Husey's one of the guesses. Were you disappointed that he was part of the reason that you were sent home when you sang so well? Were you disappointed?
Oh, my God, was he?
Yes, of course he was.
I don't know.
He gets a vote.
I wouldn't have voted her out. I would have voted her out.
Did you vote for the Spider or not?
I definitely would have voted for the Spider.
You don't sound convinced.
You would have, so you didn't vote for me.
No, I did. I would have. I mean, I can't remember where my car's parked right now, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
It was filmed a little while ago, but if I didn't, I should punch myself in the face. Because,
do it.
You should.
Giving himself one. He lost 3 teeth.
Yeah, they're already gone. So, anyway, absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, he's been very upset today.
I'm angry today.
He's angry today. He's angry, Paulie.
Why? What happened?
Well, first,
at me?
No, not at you.
At something around you, but not you. I'm not angry at you.
No, goodness no.
Okay.
You've been doing a lot of radio interviews, and there was a
I have
a tricky prankster
on our network.
Yes,
Bagsy. Simon Baggs from Newcastle.
I think it might have been.
Yeah,
your bags. There's a whole bag of it here. Have a listen to what Baggs he did.
I couldn't believe
Paulini that Georgie Coghlan could sing. Could you believe that?
And I couldn't either. I think that's amazing. Like I was actually blown away about you know, regarding a few of those the celebs on the show.
And the headline came out, Paulini, that you had given away who's in the final three.
Jeez, no, I didn't. I swear I didn't.
And because you can't, can you? You don't know for sure.
I have no idea. I actually have zero idea on who the identity of the remaining celebrities are.
Well, you're like Husey then, because he hasn't guessed one yet either.
No, I know who the remaining celebrities are, but Paulini, you don't know.
No, I have no idea. Like, I actually thought that he had said Denny. And so I was Denny Hines.
Yeah.
And so I was just saying, oh, yeah, girl can sing, you know. That's pretty much what I said. But I had, I have no idea.
You have no idea. There's no way you can know for certain. And we know that you would swear on a Bible that, wouldn't you?
I would. Being a Christian girl, yes, I would.
She's swearing on a Bible.
That would mean something.
Yeah, it does mean something.
Yes, absolutely.
She's a Christian. She's swearing on a Bible that she does not know for
certain.
I'm going
to go to hell.
No, you're not going to go to hell because you don't know for certain.
We'll be there before you. Don't worry about it.
That's true.
You don't know for certain. You absolutely don't.
Okay.
See?
Yep, that's cleared up.
Absolutely don't. Zero clues. Zero.
There we go. That's cleared up. So Bagsy, back in your bag, young man.
Back in your bag.
And back in your bag.
Let's make that a headline, news.com. Come on, Bucky, who writes these stories.
Well, write it for him. You give me the headline and we'll send it.
I'll direct message Bucky from news.com.
Tell it now. Just say it now on the radio.
All right. Here's the headline. Paulini has sworn on a Bible that she doesn't know for sure who the final three are in the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
It's a bit long.
I swear, hand on heart, hand on Bible.
Hand on Bible.
Yes.
God is my witness.
As God is my witness, I thought they had said Denny.
There you go. As God is my witness, I thought they had said Denny. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Paulini.
Well done. It was beautiful.
Guys.
You were such a superstar. And I tell you what, it's captivated the children of Australia.
Oh, they
love
the spider and they love the Masked Singer. Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Well done.
You've done.
Thank you.
Don't forget, The Masked Singer will return on your TVs next week. It's the Monday night finale.
Grand finale, we're calling it.
All right.
Grand final?
No, finale. That's
beautiful.
What we're going with. It's
French.
The grand finale.
I love it. Trebian.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
It's Husey and Kate for the drive home with Ed Cavalli, the real Ed Cavalli on Instagram, trying to get to 10,000 followers before the end of the
show.
Now, look,
we need one more push here because I really want to say a big shout out to all of the over 5,000 people already on board, like Abby Walsh and Jamie Sauer and obviously Emily. She's got one name. She's like Madonna. And a big shout out to Leo Dot Gillespie, but we need to get a few more thou.
Now I'm
push to 10.
No, I've got
because he's distracted by his phone. I can keep doing this. I was waiting for him to tell me to shut up, but he wasn't, which was great.
I've just got a text message from the Newcastle Breakfast Show. You know that we just had Paulini on.
Let me tell you something, Newcastle.
Come on, I want to start a war with our great friends in Newcastle.
Do I need to hear the text before I decide whether or not it's shots fired?
Yes.
All right.
This is from Bagsy, Simon, and it was Nick who asked the question.
Yeah, I was trying to sort of get to that.
I know that. So it's just Nick and Simon.
Yeah.
Nick asked, this is from the Newcastle Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Nick asked the question to Paulini, and Paulini was confused, as she said, and she's sworn on a Bible.
Yes.
She said, as God is her witness, she does not know who's in the final three of the Masked Singer, which is grand finale, is next
Monday.
Don't help him, Jack.
7:30.
Jack, that would have been fantastic.
This is what Bagsy has said.
Now give it to me, Bagsy.
I'm so sorry our show upset you, Husey. I just want to say that we are all huge fans of The Masked Singer and Paulini. Okay. By the way, Nick was the one who asked the question.
Oh, there's Nick under the bus.
There we go.
I love that he's done that.
He said throwing him under the bus. That's what he's texted.
Okay, good. So who is your...
I asked the question about the audience. I didn't even hear that one. But what did he ask about the audience?
Yeah, really? He asked about whether...
I don't want to know. Do I want to know?
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked it.
I don't.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
Anyway.
Thanks, Bagsy.
I may go on their show in the morning and talk to them.
Yeah, give him a rock.
Give him a real bloody bollocking. I would tear him a new one.
Official
I'll put
warning.
A foot right up there.
Yeah, with an in the new
there.
One. In the new one.
Put one of my size 10 and a halves.
All right.
In the new one or the old one? Where should the foot go? Maybe in both.
Yeah,
2 feet?
Yeah.
Two insertions.
Two insertions. Now, you could always... Country Life Dreaming, big shout out. They're on board.
Want to get to this. This is sports stars not only in Australia do the wrong thing. Sometimes they do the wrong thing in other countries, including England, Premier League, soccer, round ball code, big stars. Paul Gascoigne used to play for Newcastle, did he?
Yeah, Newcastle.
Because another Newcastle bloody connection.
We are coincidental.
It's everything's Newcastle.
Everything's coming up newy today. This, Daniel Johns will call in a minute.
This is Paul Gascoigne scoring a goal or something.
Yeah, for England.
Here's Gascoigne. Brilliant play. Oh! Take a bow for that. And in a minute, it's all gone England's way.
Anyway, that was in better times.
Yeah, that's Martin Tyler calling that. Is that the goal? That's not the goal against Holland in the 92 Euros. I think that's a slightly older
clip. It doesn't
clip.
Matter, honestly. 96. It does not matter.
Now, 96, sorry,
mate,
yeah.
We're not a nostalgia show.
Well, Martin Tyler's a friend of mine, so.
Oh, mate, well, I'm friends with.
Who are you friends with? Go to your phone. Bagsy? Not anymore.
Well, I don't know.
Not anymore.
No, look, we're going to. I think we should come back. Is this. Are we going to. Can we come back? We can come back.
We've got to go home tomorrow.
No, we can come back, can't we? Tell a story.
Yeah, no, we can come back.
You know, we need a jury of women.
Yes, ladies. 13, 10, 60. We need a jury.
Well, given the nature of what they're going to be discussing.
Paul Gascoigne is in court in England right now for an incident on a train.
Ooh.
I'm going to give the facts of the incident and you can decide whether he's guilty or not. We can do that in this country, can't we?
I would think so.
Surely we can do that in this country, can't we?
The laws of England don't apply here.
They're not listening, are they?
No, I don't think
so. All right. So yeah. we need a jury of...
Yes. Ladies, 13, 10, 60 Ed's to get on the jury. Prizes for the jury.
Ed's got prizes for the jury.
Female man rags.
Which is a thing.
And Voltaphone charge packs.
Yes.
And right. Follow me on Insta.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
We have assembled a jury of ladies.
Yeah, it's reasonable. I mean, we're not a court of law. And what we say doesn't rule in England.
Not yet. Court of public opinion.
Yeah, well, England great. Paul Gascoigne. Did he have a nickname?
Gazza.
Anyway, so he's on trial as we speak in England.
Can I give you some background?
Yep.
He was the most mercurial talent in soccer/football England ever had. An absolute genius, but off the field.
Loose.
Had his troubles.
Yeah, well, he's on trial for forcibly and sloppily kissing a woman on a train.
Did they say sloppily?
They did.
Jesus.
But he denies there was any sexual intent.
Okay.
He wept in the witness box on Tuesday. The story is he's 52 and he said he kissed the woman on the lips.
Ooh.
Because he wanted to protect her after hearing a fellow train passenger make fun of her weight. So that's why. That's why
Your
he
Honor?
Said she was beautiful. That's why.
She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that. Cause I've got a plan.
It's a sloppy kiss on the mouth. Yeah. The colourful ex-footballer told the jury someone on the train had called the woman fat and ugly and he wanted to comfort her. He said his instinct was to automatically protect anyone who was teased about their weight, telling the court how he was called a fat bastard when he was a player.
He was. That is true. He was.
Yeah, and his children and nephews have also been called fat.
Nephews? That's a stretch.
Apparently.
Nephews is a stretch.
Incident happened after he was asked for a selfie, which the complainant took of him with two other women.
Oh, so he's gone in for a photo.
She's asked for a photo.
Before or after the comment? Or was it during the comment?
No, before the
was
comment.
Was it during the photo?
Just let him tell his story. She's asked for a photo. He's gone in for the selfie. And then someone else apparently said, and he overheard it, it said, you don't want a photo with her. She's fat and ugly.
Oh.
All right. Gascoigne, who told the court he did not have his false teeth in at the time of the incident.
No.
Explained, I went and sat next to her and said, look, you're not fat and ugly. You're beautiful inside.
You're beautiful.
Did he need to add?
You're beautiful.
Inside.
You're beautiful.
Inside. He didn't need to add inside
his
there.
His voice broke as he described the peck on the lips to jurors.
Oh, it's a peck. You can't have a sloppy peck. There's no such thing as a sloppy peck.
He has said this, I get kissed all the time. So if that's the case, I've been sexually harassed for 20 years. Mm. And he went on to show photos of him being kissed by the likes of Russell Brand, Wayne Rooney, and Princess Diana. You're beautiful.
Well, she's got form. You're beautiful. She's got form.
Prosecution said that none of the supplied images showed him kissing women in the way he kissed the complainant, to which Gascoigne interjected, not in these ones, no. So how many photos are there?
Sounds like there's a lot. Should have brought those ones. Bring the ones where it's exactly the same, Gaz. That's just Russell Brand's hot right now.
Anyway, so where's it at? Where are they at? That hasn't been,
Whose side are you on?
I don't love the. I don't love the defence. I don't love their.
You don't love the defence.
I don't love their angle. I don't like it. I don't think it's going to get them across the line.
But what if it's the truth? What if it's the truth?
He didn't have to kiss her on the lips, did he? I didn't have to say anything he said to her.
No, he didn't.
And I mean, he might have had good intent.
I know.
Anyway, I'm not.
All right, let's go to the jury.
Go to the jury. Angela, you've heard his side of the story. What do you say?
Well, I am from Newcastle, and that is a completely typical Geordie spirited thing to do, so I say not guilty.
Oh, so you're from the area. There you go, Ange. All right, Angela. Here's a very Newcastle scenario. You're on a bus in Newcastle. And someone makes a disparaging comment.
Oh, we don't know.
Here comes Alan Shearer to give you a kiss on the lips. Any case to answer?
Planted on there.
Yeah, planted
so
on
you,
there.
So yeah. Were you a fan of Gascoigne in his playing days?
I was. Yeah, I've been right. For a long time, but Gazza is still an icon.
You'd be yelling out, get it in there.
Oh.
Get it in there, Gazza.
Oh, get it on there, I reckon.
Put it in there.
No, get it
I'm
on there.
I'm talking about the ball and the net, mate.
Fair enough. No, fair enough, yes.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
Get it in? The ball in the
net.
I know,
but you got it.
What happens?
I do watch soccer.
All right, so I'm surprised. Anyway, Alicia, we got...
I think that's Ashley.
Oh, well, I thought we'd do all right. I know that's... Sorry, Ashley. It's a lot of A's.
There is. Three in a row.
What was the Geordie?
Angela.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Angela, Ashley, and Alicia. It is Coincidental Wednesday. Ashley, what do you say?
I'd say guilty. Whoa. He could have stood up for her by saying something. He didn't have to plant one on her.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's gone the extra. What about the false teeth?
They were out.
Yeah.
That's what made it sloppy.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's what was his defence, I'd say. Ugh. If they had the teeth in, it wouldn't have been as...
So Gaz is out gumming people. That's awful.
Alicia, you are going to be the deciding vote here, Alicia. Is he guilty or innocent?
He is guilty.
Alicia.
Red card.
Yes. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
We're just warming up.
If you missed any of the show, you can podcast it. HughesyandK.com.au. What are you at? And follow us on Instagram.
What did I get to?
What is he at?
Oh, well, Ashley.
5,534.
Pretty good.
Thank you, everybody.
Big shout out. This time tomorrow, you'll be at 10,000.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be picking people at random for prizes.
Yeah, we'll announce so you've given away some prizes.
Yeah.
Man Rags. Tell them about the Man Rags.
Oh, Man Rags, the world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club. They got men's and women's. It's absolutely fantastic stuff. It's ethical. It's recycled. It's great stuff.
Yeah, and the Volta. Give the Volta plug as well.
The Volta's got a plug. It's the Volta Charger, a premium and durable all-in-one universal magnetic charging cable for all your devices.
Stick around. Ash London, Trending 10.
Yep.
Great show.
Great show. All right.
Absolutely.
We'll be back tomorrow.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.